Home is a place of longing, of belonging, longing to be in. A place to return to after the day's exploitations, after the day undresses and unravels me. Home returns like a body. Returning to the body is home. Home is a vast, open expanse that is filled with sage and rabbit brush, that sometimes makes me sneeze, reminding me that I am always a visitor, even here where I was born. It is a home that some people call empty, a home that most don't understand. Here, this home is the mind-body duality reality, a place that allows me to fill in and be filled by a sense of calm. Home is a monsoon in the distance, exploding with excited electricity and silence. Seeing this chaos and knowing that I am held, fat, voluptuous raindrops that enfold the entire active landscape into a little bead that I wear around my neck to remind me of home. When I'm far away, like I am now, this home makes me cry. Fat, blistering beads that can't be strung. I am so far away from home. I am so far away from myself. But I stay home in this non-home, surrounded by sirens and ghosts of wanting to belong, longing for a body and the sound of cicadas. I live in and work from this home for 23 hours a day. I leave only to walk or run through a littered landscape, smelling tar or sometimes exotic flowers that don't know how to survive in my home. When I run, I imagine I'm being chased by a coyote. One time, I saw a coyote running with me, a city coyote, knowing how to get by, how to find sustenance under an opaque and starless night sky. I was in awe and reverence of this coyote, for I know his reflection is a tale told to shake me, to joke me back into this reality of confliction. When I stay home in this home, I need to get out of my mind, so I leave my body. It can be a vicious place. So I leave and I go to those monsoons, to my grandmother, and I visit her, and she walks with me in the desert and shows me the soil, and tells me that this is where I come from, and that my body is the soil, and that my body is my home. She tends to the land, and I tend to my garden, and I see the soil as myself. I return to my body, and I face another day inside, face repeating acts of violence on bodies, on land. I am in disbelief. But I tend to the soil, and I tend to the violence, and I leave and I come back home again and again to acts of returning, to acts of belonging.